This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Spain looks to ban plastic wrapping for fruit and veg. Spain is the next country to make a big change to help fight climate change. In an attempt to limit plastic pollution in the country, Spain has decided to ban all plastic-wrapped fruit and vegetables within supermarkets, according to a new decree by the Ministry for Ecological Transition. This ban will follow a similar law implemented by France, whose own ban on plastic wrap for fruit and veg will come into effect on January 22. Spain's ban will begin in 2023 and should lead to a significant decrease in plastic waste. Plastic packaging generates approximately 1.8 million tons of plastic waste every year, according to the ministry, and less than half of that is recycled. This decree adheres to recommendations published in the Marine Pollution Bulletin last month, the first study to review literature on marine plastic pollution in Spain. The study found high concentrations of microplastic along the beaches of Canary Islands and suggested massive improvements of the use, disposal and management of plastics. Chat checkouts introduced to combat loneliness. Dutch supermarket chain Jumbo has introduced the first chat checkout in an attempt to combat loneliness. The first chat checkout opened in 2019 in Brabant as part of the Health Ministry programme designed to encourage companies, organisations and local councils to be more aware of loneliness among the elderly. These chat checkouts allow customers to stop and chat while they are paying for their shopping, letting them work at their own pace rather than being rushed out the door. The chat checkout was so successful that the group has planned a further 200 to be implemented across their stores by next year. Jumbo CCO Colette Kloosterman van Erd said that many people, the elderly in particular, can feel lonely. As a family business and supermarket chain, we have a central role in society. Our shops are a meeting place and that means we can do something to combat loneliness. The chat checkout is just one of the things we can do. In addition to the chat checkout, many Jumbo supermarkets are going to introduce a chat corner, offering people a space to drink coffee and chat with one another. Let's hope more supermarket chains will implement similar solutions to combat loneliness. Over 43 million trees to be planted in Rwanda. The Rwandan Ministry for Environment, Jeanne d'Arc, Mujuwa Maria, announced the government's plan to plant over 43 million trees across the country in an attempt to combat desertification. The seedlings are due to be planted sometime this month. Around 31 million seedlings will be distributed to various communities around Rwanda, and 12 million seedlings are expected to be produced by private operators who will sell them. Mujuwa Maria said that the target is to plant a minimum of 3 trees in each household, with more to be planted throughout different communities. The announcement was made at the European Union Climate Diplomacy in September, which aims to raise awareness of climate change, particularly among the youth. Nicola Bellomo, the EU head of delegation to Rwanda, expressed the importance for the younger generations to take responsibility at a policy level. Through the European Green Deal, the EU is setting a transformative vision with increased emphasis on the vital services biodiversity and ecosystems provide to humankind. The European Green Deal is the EU response to the current climate and environmental crisis and ensures a just transition to climate-neutral economies, he said. The government has secured at least $49.6 million to help areas of the eastern provinces vulnerable to drought. As a result, Rwanda aims to restore 2 million hectares of degraded land by 2030. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Kunhapuranga Tatuya. Kunhapuranga is from the Tatuya indigenous communities in Brazil, an area accessible only by boat. The coronavirus pandemic isolated the village even further, cutting off visitors to the area. Kunhapuranga turned to TikTok to alleviate her boredom and soon rose to fame when she showed herself eating beetle larvae to her audience. After just 18 months, she has gained over 6 million TikTok followers by simply showing them her daily life with this remote area, offering fans a view into Indigenous life. Despite her online success, Kunaparanga still struggles to pay electric and internet bills, and her father worries about being forced to cancel the internet. But she continues to post on TikTok, happy to teach people about her culture with the rest of her family. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think that you might like. In fact, have a listen to Spice Bags. Spice Bags has just launched season 3 and brings fortnightly ventures into the world of flavours that have a home here in Ireland and beyond. Multicultural host Blanca, May and Dee, a Spanish food researcher, a Chinese-American writer and an Irish writer and editor, highlight the best foods, flavours and traditions on show today.
Spice Bags is a podcast about food in Ireland from an international perspective. Hi, I'm May. I'm an American food writer, and I'm with my friends Blanca, a chef from Spain, and Dee, an Irish food editrix. And we are the Spice Bags, three sassy ladies with a lot to dish up. Join us for the chats.
Do you struggle to express your emotions? Every second of every day, our brains work tirelessly to process every emotion and experience we have. It takes a lot of work, and if we fail to express our emotions correctly, it can lead to some negative side effects. Simply expressing your emotions in a rational way can allow you to deal with your feelings in a healthy manner. This does not have to be an outward expression, but can simply be a calming thought or a positive change in thinking. Processing our emotions can be hugely effective, allowing us to alleviate anxiety and depression and to view problems in a new light. So, the next time you have a particularly strong emotion, don't hold it in. Identify what you're feeling and focus on the emotion, not the reason why you're feeling this way. Focus on how it makes you feel. Then take a few deep breaths and imagine the emotion drifting away. Do this until you feel relief. If you forget about the why and focus on the feeling itself, relief should come quickly and allow you to take control of your emotions. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.